The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, and Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
Woof, woof, this dog's got fleas. I'm Travis McElroy, your middlest brother.
Lay down with the dogs, you're gonna catch fleas. This is your youngest brother, Griffin McElroy.
I already said flea, and your repetition of fleas.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Time to take my heartworm medicine. It's me, Griffin McElroy, a very sick dog.
Much better, thank you.
Welcome to My Brother, Me. It's an advice show, and we're here for you.
Okay. Now, I
thought about that as a new thing.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we need...
We're here for you.
And
we're
here you're here for us, if we're being honest.
You need us. We need you.
Well, spring is finally here, and that can only mean one thing around this house, which is my house where I live.
Okay.
It's advice season has begun. Spring means advice here at the McElroy family.
Sure. Yeah. My kids are always running up to me like, Daddy, what's a good trade skill to learn if I want to be valuable to society in the future? And I always tell them the same thing. Stucco.
Oh, stucco. See, I've just started saying VR technician, and I don't exactly know what that means, but I think by the time BB's old enough to get a job, VR technician will be a thing, right?
Nah. People are going to get so sick of strapping bullshit to their faces. All it's going to take is for one of these damn oculi to blow up on someone's head, and then people are like, no thanks. But stucco? That's going absolutely nowhere, baby.
Now, you're saying stucco over, say, like somebody who was specialized in like a drywall or a gypsum or...
Even drywall. Fucking drywall is fucking bullshit. Yeah. It's all stucco all the time. Now, do I know what stucco is? I refuse to answer that question.
Okay.
I'm going to start working that into every answer that we give. Just like, learn a trade.
Okay.
Learn a trade.
I feel like it's so applicable. Learn a trade. Learn how to do stucco.
What do you wish you knew how to do, Justin? Because, you've picked up carpentry now, so let's not count that.
Yeah.
Drywall?
No, we already discussed
it. It's kind of like I already said drywall.
But I'm just saying I also would like to learn how to do drywall. I don't know how to do drywall.
See, for me, it's electrics, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, don't fuck around with that,
yes,
Travis.
Yes, but here's the thing. I feel like if you don't know what you're doing with plumbing, and you don't know what you're doing with drywall, and you don't know what you're doing with a lot of things, the worst you're going to do is ruin it. If you don't know what you're doing with electrics, you could die and kill others.
Well, if you could make a big enough plumbing, I could make a big enough plumbing whoopsie to die, I bet.
Like slow poison of mold is huge.
Is possible. I'm saying I break the toilet so bad the water shoots up at me with such force it kills me. That's entirely possible, but I could never learn plumbing because I would always be afraid that no matter what fixture I'm working on, where the pipe is that I'm doing it, I'm going to remove it and water's going to come out, and also human waste. Even if it's the kitchen sink pipes, I do not know how the water gets there, where it's coming from. You know what I mean?
I don't know anything about plumbing, but.
Yeah.
Movies and TV have convinced me that if I remove something wrong, it will spray at me with such force it might cause me physical pain and
you
perhaps
could die.
Blind me.
That's what I'm saying. Stucco, though, fully safe. You could eat that stuff, I bet.
I was about to ask if you could eat it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's got nutrients.
They would call me the stucco bucko, and I would roll up on their house and I would put stucco all over it. And they'd be like, we had exposed brick. And I would say, not anymore, you don't.
Now you have hidden brick.
Are we are we done? Are we I feel like the last few intros has been like discussing finances, and now we're literally making Home Improvement too. We're literally making
Well, the problem is, Griffin, we haven't had any new input in about 13 months.
Yeah.
I've heard some people, I've read on Twitter, some people are like, the quality of the show has really been flagging that. Well, that's weird. Since I began my self-imprisonment.
Yeah.
my year-long self-imprisonment, the laughs haven't been as plentiful on the show.
All I've got is like, hey, have you ever noticed how on this one wall next to my desk, there's this weird discoloration that kind of looks a little bit like Dick Butkus? You know what I mean? Like, that's the best I've got at this point.
But don't worry, folks, as soon as I get that good juice in my arm, I'm talking about that Johnson & Johnson shit, I am going to way overcorrect. So just stick with us, because I'm gonna start going to raves and shit. Like, it's gonna be something to see.
See, I've got the juice. I've got the juice. It's pumping through me. I ain't afraid of no bugs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I got the juice. It's pumping through me. There's nothing to do. I went outside for a little bit. And I was like, I remember this. This was fine too.
Yeah.
But like the masks, I can't tell if you're smart. I have a hard enough time with emotions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Figuring out how people are feeling. And now I'm looking at these strangers' eyes trying to guess how much they dislike me.
Right.
It's very stressful. Yeah. It's very stressful. You know, speaking of this, can I begin with a Munch Squad?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Can we do that? Oh, why?
I want a Munch Squad. I want a Munch
Squad.
Squad.
I'm so excited about this. Are you all excited about this?
Are you so excited that you just said, I want a Munch?
Munch.
It's the Munch Squad.
With your host, Justin.
Did you hear what Krispy Kreme's doing?
What's Krispy Kreme doing? Hey, you guys hear about this? You guys hear about this? You hear about
this? This is a good one. This one will make you happy.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme's got a new promotion going on where if you get the jab, you get the vaccine,
uh-huh,
you're going to come in for a year and get free donut every day.
Whoa. What?
You show them your vaccination card, you're going to get a free original glazed donut every single day for a year. You're doing something good for you, doing something good for your community, doing something bad for you. Because it's circular.
Like a donut.
It's circular.
That's
so here's how it works. You bring in your vaccine card to a Krispy Kreme. You get one free original glazed donut. That's the promotion.
Every day, though, for a year?
Yeah. So I hear your questions, and we're going to head to the FAQ. Here's the first Q. What qualifies as vaccinated? That's a bad start. Anyone who has received at least one of the two shots of Moderna or Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine or one shot of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I am rocking this off-brand AstraZeneca that is still not street legal.
Yeah.
So this is not a promotion that I could take advantage of right now. You prove you've been vaccinated by showing them your vaccination record card.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Does my vaccine sticker qualify?
No.
If you get a sticker that says I got vaccinated, that's nothing to Krispy Kreme. That's nothing.
Right.
I guess my question is this a like government subsidized like program? How is Krispy Kreme? Yeah, how is Krispy Kreme not going to go out of business?
Well, I guess they're banking on a lot of people not getting vaccinated. Everybody who doesn't get vaccinated is money in their coffers. So this is kind of hedging their bets. Man. Either it's good because everybody gets vaccinated or it's good because not as many people take their free donut.
But this is what I'm saying. If at every Krispy Kreme location, only 20 people do this, right? That's right there, what, 7,200 donuts in a year? Right? Times the amount of Krispy Kreme locations. That's just lost money.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's lost money, but it's also like not great, I think, to eat a free Krispy Kreme donut every day.
Well, sure.
I don't think that that's great for your overall well-being. It can be part of a well-balanced eating plan, but hey, listen, let's sneak on down the FAQ. Come with me. Go walk past those regular queues, and let's get to a LFAQ. Let's get to a LFAQ, less frequently asked. Come on over here. This is really the point where I decided to talk about this. Here's the LFAQ, this less frequently asked question. What if I don't want to get vaccinated? come here. Uh-huh. Hey, what if I don't want to get vaccinated? Can I still do this?
It's so awesome.
The free donuts. Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Here for that. Love it, love it, love it.
Scientifically proven vaccine that's completely safe and will prevent me from getting COVID and help me prevent the spread of the disease and protect my loved ones. I'm not crazy.
I'm not sure about that one,
but
Chris.
I love donuts.
Chris.
I love freebies.
I want to participate in the program. Don't get me wrong, Chris. I
give
want
me that A.
The free donut.
I need the A for that LFAC.
Here's the A. We understand that choosing to receive the COVID-19 vaccine is a highly personal decision.
No.
We advise all employees and guests to consult with their healthcare provider regarding whether to obtain a COVID-19 vaccination and which vaccine received after reviewing the available information. If you have made the personal decision to not receive the COVID vaccine, please visit us on Mondays, March 29th through May 24th, to receive a free original glazed donut and a medium brewed coffee.
You no.
To get your week off to a good start.
No.
So they're having a rumpus. They're having Buck Wild Mondays where the promotion is come get your free donut and a free coffee. That's a better deal.
We want to pack in all the nasty folks on this one day. All you ribald motherfuckers that don't want to get the jab, you just all come in and get one swampy morass of free donuts and illness.
Here's the thing. Krispy Kreme, it takes one quarter of a bold stance by saying, I'll give you a donut for your vaccine every day. And then they back it way, way up. They take one step forward and eight steps back. What they should do is say, you get a free donut every day for a year. If you get the vaccination, and if you don't get the vaccination, you owe us one donut every day for a year. And that's how we pay this off. This is how we swap this out, a donut for a donut.
Yeah, because right now they're calling up President Joey Bag of Donuts and saying like, you're fucking killing us, dude.
Yeah.
Like, can you chill? Like the last dude, he sucked shit, but like he also wasn't sort of taking us apart at every sort of level.
Yeah.
By getting all these jabs going.
So anyway, that's the promotion. Krispy Kreme, I love the idea. Do wish you had a little bit of a strength of your convictions there,
just
y'all.
A little bit more. Because you don't get free coffee if you get the jab.
Yep.
But you only get the free coffee if you're a dirty little dog.
Yeah. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange that you get the coffee?
You get
the coffee. Wait, guys, is it possible the coffee has the vaccine in it?
That's entirely possible. I mean, it could also be possible that they're setting up like a toddler hangout. Let's spread this chicken pox all around and just get it done with, sesh.
We're forcing a herd immunity here.
And I just hope they are providing the correct sort of protective gear for the employees at Krispy Kreme.
Well, you go and you get your free donut and your free coffee, right? But then when you leave, what's that? You're being ushered into the back of a big box truck. Oh, what? Where are we going? Well, this is going to be a farm where all the people who don't care about vaccines can live.
Yeah,
and you won't be able to get everybody else infected, you dirty dogs.
Will there be free donuts? There will be some kind of food.
Yeah.
You won't have to pay for it.
You're going to be happy here. Don't worry about it.
It's going to be fine. Let's get into the advice. I'm ready to help some people, and I want to start with this one. An excellent question here. When I was in second grade, Shaquille O'Neal came to my school to have a Q&A with the kids. I was chosen to ask him a question. I asked it, then sat down. The thing is, after some of the other kids asked a question, he would give them a kiss on the cheek.
Is this real? Is this a real? I feel like if Shaquille O'Neal went to schools a lot and kissed a lot of kids on the cheek, we would have heard about it by now.
Well, keep going because the details lead me to believe.
Yeah, the details stack up.
Okay.
If I ever meet him again, do I ask for it? No. Do I relay the story and go at it coy, go for a European greeting and hope he reciprocates, or just forget the whole thing altogether?
Well, not that one.
That's from Reflecting in the Red Stick. P.S. I asked him if he was allergic to strawberries. I had no idea who he was. I was talking with my mom about my mom's allergies in the car on the way there, and I was just curious. It was actually clipped for the news. He is not.
Okay, that's good to know. I was worried. Thank you for letting me know that Mr. Shaquille O'Neal is not allergic to strawberries. I like that you, as a second grader, saw this giant man. People were excited that he was there, and you thought, I wonder if this giant man is allergic to strawberries. No further questions.
That was the question. That was your God almighty. If you had one chance to ask Shaquille O'Neal a question, for me, it would be, what do you like better, the General or Papa John's? Like, which of your business things are you more?
You have to choose.
Or like, can you, I've seen all the commercials. Can you explain to me what the General is and why they made, like, they have you as their spokesperson, but they also have a fucking Ally McBeal CGI baby General Man as the mascot. And can you explain, isn't that redundant, Mr. O'Neal?
Do you think that there's a chance, because of the specificity of the question, that if you did run into Mr. Shaquille O'Neal now, and you said, I was the kid, you came to my second grade class, I asked you about strawberries, and Shaquille O'Neal would be like, of course I remember you. I owe you one kiss on the cheek. I was just so befuddled in the moment by the specificity of your question, I forgot to give you a cheek kiss, as is my way.
Yeah.
If I saw Shaq, and I could ask you one question, I like to think it would be something urbane and erudite. But I think it would just be kind of like I would just be so relieved to get the chance that it would be something like, where do I go from here, Shaq?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, Shaq, where do we go from here?
What's next?
Hey, Shaq, what's next?
See, I think my question, I'd want it to be funny, right? And kind of like ironic.
Oh, you'd want to get him in stitches.
Yeah, I'd want it to be like, did you ever fully become Jin? Right? Something like that.
Yeah, that right? You'd reference. Love that. I bet he'd never heard that one before.
But I think in all honesty, if I now, even as a 37-year-old adult, ran into Mr. Shaquille O'Neal, I think, and someone like whispered in my ear, like, you got one chance, one question, I think it would just be like, how's it going? Like, I think that's the best.
You wouldn't do that. No, you would have something better. Travis, I've got a microphone. I'm putting it in your face right now. Ask a question to Shaquille O'Neal. Don't think about it. Just ask. Travis, you're thinking.
You're right. Okay. Hey, can you give that to me again, please?
Yeah. Travis, here's a microphone. I've got Shaquille O'Neal. Hi, Travis. You can ask him one question.
What was it like to be beaten by Aaron Carter?
That is a fucking slam dunk. Now, I do appreciate that my metaphor there was
good, all over
and good. I appreciate that just came to me, but I would love to force Shaq to relive the day that Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, it is occurring to me now how many wonderful things, like that. How many, there's Shaq Fu. There's How I Beat Shaq.
Yes.
There's Kazam. Yeah. There's just like Kazam. I believe
Papa
he was
John's thing when we named him all the Shaka Johns or whatever he called it.
He was in Space Jam 1, right?
No,
like probably
he was not. He was in Steel though. As Steel from Steel.
What a storied, like, able to be referenced life Shaquille O'Neal has led, and
oh my God. Don't have an ending to that thought, do you?
Just want to talk about how great Shaq is.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing: there will be people like our question asker who may have no idea that Shaquille O'Neal ever played basketball.
Interesting.
Like, he is just the guy who is in that Genie movie and played Steel, and he's in those General commercials. And remember that video game about him where I believe he beat up Godzilla or something? Like, that there's so many things Shaquille O'Neal, like, he could have just been very good at basketball. And he said, no, I have so much more Shaq to give. Let me do other weirder things.
Hey,
2020, summer 2020, a woman has a blowout. Tire has a blowout. Has to pull over the side of the road. Who's there to assist?
Is it Shaq?
It's Shaq. Yeah. Shaq pulls over to help.
More great stuff.
Shaq doesn't give a... if there's any cars, they'll just punch him out of the way.
Right.
Protect everybody.
How about this? And this is, we've completely lost the plot of this question. I hope that's okay, because now we're just kind of having fun with it. But what if they did a new thing of Deal or No Deal, but it was, then he was the host and it was called Shaquille or No Deal? Or Shaquille, ooh, like Shaquille or O'Neal is another option. That was a lot of fun talking. Hey guys, sometimes it's just fun to talk about Shaq for a bit.
Yeah, do it a lot. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, sure, we do. Do you want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
Okay. This one was sent in by Graham Roebuck. Thank you, Graham. Crushes from Yahoo Answers user Emily, who asks, why did nature mess with dolphins this bad?
Yes, thank you.
They have to live in the water. They can't walk, but they have to go up for air every 10 minutes. How could nature do that to them?
Okay,
that
listen,
sucks. Can you imagine if you had
I
to
wish
leave?
I could goof on this, but that's pretty fucked up.
What if you had to leave your house every 10 minutes to step outside and breathe and then go back inside your house?
If it was like,
you
hey,
basically decide the existence of a smoker.
Well, but it's more like, hey, step outside, stick your head in that fountain. Now come back inside.
Oh, that's right. It's not even the same sort of like physical substance.
And it's like, hey, can I bring it inside my house? No. If you bring it in there, it'll immediately go away.
It disappears.
It is. How did nature? Okay. Now I'm thinking about it. Because like, if you're dolphins and you're trying to figure it out, you have to say to the other dolphins, okay, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I do think I cracked it. We're supposed to be in both.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Do you mean the dry or the wet? No. This is the wild part. It's going to say, I don't fuck with you. Both.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be in the wet for a while. Nobody else has to do that.
All these whales.
We do.
Whales.
Whales.
Turtles.
I mean, whales do have to do that.
Nobody else.
I mean, there's probably a lot.
Dolphins don't know about whales.
You're right. They
I'm
just
pretty
think
sure
dolphins.
Dolphins know about whales.
Oh my God, we've
you see
definitely.
A big, you see a fucking giant dolphin, you're going to turn around and run. You're not going to ask him his life story and if he's in the dry and the wet an equal amount of time. No way. Dolphins don't know about whales.
We have for sure had this exact discussion before, which is wild to me.
I think dolphins would hang out with whales. I don't think whales would hang out with dolphins.
Absolutely not. They'd be afraid.
I think whales would find the dolphins a little much. You know what I mean? You're a whale. You're moving at your own pace. You're doing things. I guess just floating forward until you die or make another smaller you, because there's not like you're
there's
not painting great works of art or whatever.
To do, sure. Do
you and think, then you see a dolphin come over and they're doing like flips and tricks and shit. And you're like, oh, my God, could you not?
I'm going to do that. Whoops, splash. And then they post a video online that's like, look at this big whale do it. Jump out and do a huge splash. And that whale sees the video and he's like, I was trying to do a cool flip like my friend dolphin.
Yeah.
Do you think that when dolphins see us in our scubas swimming around and like staying underwater for longer than 10, do you think dolphins ever trail scuba divers? Like, Jeremy, check this out. That dude, he's been down here for like 20 fucking minutes and I know he likes air. Like, I know he loves the air as much as we do. So like, what's going on?
And the other side of that, though, is like when they see a shark who can stay down the whole time, they're probably like, what the fuck? Why can't we do that? Hey,
yeah, it's not fair.
Have we tried just staying down? I can't.
They got cuts on them that they do it through. So I guess, hey, cut me. Ow, fuck. That didn't work.
That's not it.
Oh, shit. He's got a lot of cuts, though. Okay, do it 6 times real fast. Ow, fuck. No, guys, the red is coming out.
Ugh. It's the inside wet.
The inside wet's coming out. The air's not going in. Oh, man.
This sucks.
There's a lot of shitty answers on this question, by the way. A lot of shitty answers. So dolphins have to breathe every 10 minutes? Why did nature mess with us? We have to breathe every few seconds. Occasionally, we can hold our breath for a few minutes. Hey, dum-dum.
That's not the point.
That's not the
you
fucking point.
You live in the dry.
Listen. Someone else says, goodbye and thanks for all the fish. 42. It's just
pretty good, though, the one you said.
Does it say goodbye and thanks for all the fish?
Yeah, it's not even the right fucking
thing. Couldn't even get the line right. What a
but there is a rad pic, though, of just a slimy gray dolphin. He's poking out of the water. He's got a big smile and it says, they look pretty happy to me. And I want to tell that person that is just kind of what their mouth looks like, and for all we know, this dolphin is a circus dolphin, and is probably not living his best life.
I, you know, Okay, but...
But...
Uh-huh.
They do look happy.
I mean, that. But again, Justin, I do want to say what I literally just said 8 seconds
ago.
Yeah,
but they look happy. Is it possible that the balance... is what's like, it's like something we can
but
learn
But it's not
that,
balanced,
right?
Justin.
Don't spend all your time in one. Don't spend all your time in the wet or the dry. Find a balance.
But it's not balanced, Justin. They live 99% of the time in the wet. They can't, they're not like rolling up on the land, walking around for a while and then going back into the wet, Justin. They're in the wet and they have to basically stick their backs up. Like, it, like if every, you know, 10 minutes you had to push the back of your head through your wall to live, like that fucking sucks. Like it's not balanced. And yet you're over here telling me evolution is real, Justin. But if evolution's so real, then how come dolphins haven't evolved to breathe water?
Well, because then we wouldn't be able to see them as much.
Oh, that's a good
one.
They
evolve for
something for us.
They evolve for
us. They miss us, too.
Yeah, they love
us. That's our thing.
They evolved blowholes to come up and see us, to have an excuse.
Yeah. So what you're saying, Justin, is there was a time when dolphins lived on land, and they hung out with human beings. And they said, we want to spend a lot of time in the wet, but we don't want to miss you entirely. And that's how they evolved?
Maybe. The order of occurrences is something of a mystery.
So it might have been that they were underwater the whole time, and they said, what's up there? I want to be part of that world. And they made a deal with Ursula, and Ursula gave them blowholes so they could come up and say hi, but she took their voice.
Again. God, I'm so sick of her.
I know, right? Ruins it for everybody.
We have fun, but like, she took that lady's voice away.
She took her fucking voice away.
And tried to
so
kill
she
her
could
dad.
Go see a man she never met. Ursula knew what the fuck was up. Ursula knew she wasn't coming back. A lot of people like to treat Ursula like the hero of the story, but I'm sorry. I think she's the villain. Yeah.
Well, she does get killed by a big boat.
That is true.
For her crimes.
It's a fair point.
You guys ever think about what a shitty dad Triton was?
He was not great.
I don't want to talk about that.
Should we go to the Money Zone?
Yeah.
Great.
It's better with you. It's better with you.
Hey, you want to fill your belly? Why not fill it with a basket of sun?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, it depends on what is going in there.
No, it's sun. Pure sunshine. We've partnered with the best scientist at Sunbasket to bring you a basket full of pure photons. They're going to fill your belly up. You're going to eat sunlight.
It's not true. It's so stupid. It's not true.
It's sunlight.
No, it's not, Travis. It's delicious food that's sent to you, and then you make it, and it makes you happy. Last night, you want to know something wild about Sunbasket?
What?
Here's what they sent me. Chicken and romesco sauce with green beans and tomatoes.
Okay.
I want to be honest with you. I'm going to say it right here. I didn't think I'd like it.
Uh-huh.
But then I made it. And you know what happened?
Your belly filled with sunlight.
You liked it?
It was absolutely delicious. Oh. Just like every other meal that Sunbasket sends to me. They challenged me to think outside the box a little bit by thinking inside the box. Whenever every week I get a new box of Sunbasket ingredients, they sent a promo box. And you know what I did after I ate that promo box?
What?
I just kept getting it. I'm paying for it out of pocket with my own money. That's how wild I am about Sunbasket. Delicious foods, really in-depth recipes. You know what I love also about them is you can switch out the proteins.
Get out.
So if you want ground chicken, you don't like, I think chicken thighs are gross. Don't at
what?
Me. I said, don't.
That wasn't an ad, Justin. I'm talking to you in real life.
Yeah, it's like a spoken ad.
Okay.
You want ground turkey, ground chicken, whatever you want. They'll sub in the proteins for you. You can even do like tofu or something like that if you want to go meatless. They got the options. Beyond the meal kits, they got these fresh and ready meals, which I know Griffin, you get into.
Yeah,
right?
We were stocking up on those for some quick and easy and tasty dinners for once the baby gets here.
Yeah. And right now, Sunbasket has a limited time offer. You can get $90 off and 4 free gifts across your first 4 deliveries, including free shipping on the first box when you go right now to sunbasket.com/mybrother and enter promo code mybrother at checkout. That's sunbasket.com/mybrother and enter promo code mybrother at checkout. Offer expires on April 13th.
I've been doing some streaming recently, and I have noticed conclusively that if someone says, like, great shirt or asks about my shirt, it is 100% a Stitch Fix shirt that I got from Stitch Fix. Because ever since I joined Stitch Fix and became, you know, like, a Stitch Fix user, I guess I would say, my style game has improved exponentially. I think all of ours has. And I'm also wearing the most comfortable jeans I've ever had. Jeans you could sleep in. That's their new slogan, Stitch Fix, jeans you could sleep in. They offer clothing hand-selected by expert stylists for your unique style, size, and budget. You can try on pieces at home before you buy, keep your favorites, and send back the rest. Stitch Fix has free shipping, easy returns and exchanges, and a prepaid return envelope is included. There's no subscription required. Try Stitch Fix once or set up automatic deliveries. You'll pay just $20 for a styling fee for each box, which gets credited towards the pieces you keep, and there's no hidden fees ever. Get started today at stitchfix.com/mybrother, and you'll get 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for 25% off when you keep everything in your fix. stitchfix.com/mybrother. Jeans so comfortable, you can sleep in them.
I mean, they do other. They have shirts so comfortable you can sleep in them, too, probably.
Yeah, but that's not impressive. There are lots of shirts that I would sleep in, and most of them.
You can sleep in anything if you really believe in yourself and you're willing to push yourself to the limits.
I mean, yes. Okay, you could sleep in anything, but these are jeans you want to sleep in. Is that better?
One time, Chris Angel slept in a sweater.
Oh, boy.
It's fucking wild, man.
And it was hot outside, too. It wasn't like a cold night. Yeah.
Hey, it's John Moe. And look, these are challenging times for our mental and emotional health. I get it. That's why I'm so excited for my new podcast, Depresh Mode. We're tackling depression, anxiety, trauma, stress, the kinds of things that are just super common but don't get talked about nearly enough. Conversations that are illuminating, honest, and sometimes pretty funny, with folks like Kelsey Dara, Open Mike Eagle, and Patton Oswalt.
Humphrey Bogart was never in therapy. And then my dad said, yeah, but he smoked a carton of cigarettes a day. So he was in therapy.
Plus psychiatrists, psychologists, and all kinds of folks. On Depresh Mode, we're working together, learning, helping each other out. We're a team. Join our team. Depresh Mode for maximum fun, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is usually where the Munch Squad goes. Now we're all kind of floundering a bit. Do you want to read another question?
Yeah, I'd like that. When I was 13, a lawnmower I was using caught fire and started a small, they've got this in quotes, wildfire, burning a little under an acre of land. Much to my embarrassment, this was then put on the news. And since it was a small town, everyone from my school knew it was me. I'm 23 now, but sometimes when I go back home, people will still sometimes joke like, hey, started any fires lately?
Good one.
That's a pretty good line. Yeah. Good line. What can I do to take the heat off my history with fire and maybe get known for something new? Any ideas are appreciated. That's from Accidental Arsonist. And they've got accidental in quotes too, which is strange. I don't understand.
You're going to need to stop some fires, I think.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. What? Oh, like, I feel like, well, I don't know how many fires you'd have to stop for it to balance out. Maybe five
stopped fires? I mean, one acre's worth of fire. Depending on if you're in the city, that could be a whole bunch of fires. But we're not talking about firefighting. There will be no hoses, no extinguishers involved. I'm talking about, like, you see somebody smoking next to a cotton swab factory, and you say, stop it.
Hey, no. Don't cut that out. Don't you see this pile of sawdust you are sitting on top of? This is a terrible place to set off fireworks.
Bad place to have big smokes. That's a cigar. That's a big novelty-sized cigar like a wolf would smoke in a cartoon.
You got such a big cigar. What? You're a baby.
What are you doing with that cigar? How did you get into this sawdust pile, baby?
Hey, is this Tim here from the news? Listen, you better get out here because I'm about to stop a baby from smoking a huge cigar. And I feel like that's really going to turn my rep around.
And listen, can you bring a camera? This is going to sound like I staged it, but I promise I came upon this completely naturally. I did not give this baby a cigar, nor did I set it on top of this pile of sawdust.
Fuck, there's a whole baby cigar party happening. There's like four more babies with cigars I didn't even... Tim, get down here, man.
You gotta hurry.
Tim, get down here. Bring Rob Johnson.
Bring the camera
crew. Call Spencer Atkins. Get everybody
down here. This is wild.
Get Bill Murray. Get the whole team out here. The whole
no, not that Bill Murray. The Bill Murray that was a newscaster in the hometown where we grew up.
The Bill Murray from WSAZ. Gosh.
Come on.
Oh, you're not coming? Okay. See, now you've got to start your own television news station or newspaper.
Yep. Like, hey, this is Bob Stevenson with the Bob Stevenson Dispatch. And oh boy, I've done it again. Stopped another baby cigar fire at the Sawdust Factory. This paper is free. Please just read it and give it to everyone you know.
Well, I mean, you could start a YouTube channel. Those are easy. Everybody's got a YouTube channel now, right? Where you're just going around stopping baby fires.
Thanks for subscribing to my newsletter. Didn't stop any fires this week, but watch this space. I'm out there. Email me at my tip line if you see anybody doing bad fire stuff.
No difficult fires, though, please. I don't have any resources.
Do you have this sort of... is this the sort of town where just having your own YouTube would make you like the YouTube guy?
Oh, I don't mind that.
Rather than the fire guy?
Yeah.
He's the one with the YouTube.
Started any YouTube channels lately? I did, actually. Three more.
I mean, we had to go become big podcasters so we could just stop being Clint's kids.
That's true.
Oh, here come Clint's kids up to no good. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree, huh? Like, I'm my own guy, actually. Like, I do a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with my dad.
Yeah, I worked pretty hard to become the non-video game brother. But now I'm blowing it with this Twitch thing. Oh, no, I just realized. Oh, no, I'm going to become the video game brother.
No, you're still the beard brother.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me.
You can hear the beard on the microphone.
Thank you so much.
Scratchy.
Thank you.
You could start other bigger fires, and then maybe people would still learn to wash their fucking mouth.
Oh, that's cool.
Or own it. And someone's like, "Did you start any fires lately?" They're like, I did.
It's your house. Go home. You better go check on your dad. Go check on your dad.
Ah, yes. That's Fireboy's catchphrase, don't you know? Go check on your dad.
Is it possible to say it was a controlled burn and that it's, they don't get it?
I'm an amateur fire person.
Right.
This is a controlled burn. I had it completely under control.
Yeah. Right. Don't you see how I put quotes around wildfire? More like mild fire. That's just a little joke in the controlled fire industry.
Now you're asking, is a broken lawnmower the typical device we use to start our controlled burns? And that just shows how ignorant you are.
Have you read any books about starting controlled burns lately?
What do you think? People just throw their broken lawnmowers in the garbage when they're done with them? No.
What a waste.
What a tremendous waste. Were there several small businesses located in this 1 acre that also burned down? Yeah, that's part of the control, dude. Yeah.
I had to burn them down to make room for new businesses.
Those have sprinklers. It's easier to control it.
Yeah.
Think about if it was just trees, you idiot.
And they
those go burn so quick.
They had to get some insurance money. It's all part of the plan.
They were in on it. We were all in on it.
And aren't you enjoying that new Mexican restaurant that they built on the burned up ground that I burned up? You're welcome. Enjoy your enchiladas.
What about the...
It's a natural part.
What about the part of the wildlife preserve that burned down, too? That one was an accident, but everybody's allowed to make a few accidents, huh?
Yeah, I'm human. I'm a human being.
And those were very rare birds.
Yeah.
Now they're more rare, and the people who have those birds have more money in their pockets, so they're not complaining, huh?
Hey, what about the kinds of animals that eat ashes?
Yep.
They gotta get their bellies full too, right?
Yes. And to be fair, I thought those birds were phoenixes. And if that had been the case, this all would have been totally cool, wouldn't it? So I guess you're the jerk now, Steven.
What if you lost your keys? They're easier to find
now. Yes. And I know that your car was also parked in there. And so that is kind of a moot point. And I understand that.
Sorry.
But that's part of the control.
Griffin, do you have any little Yahoo?
I do. This one was also sent in by Graham Roebuck. Thank you. It's Yahoo Answers user Sorry who asks, how can a font be sexy?
Ooh.
On multiple font websites, I've seen sexy as a category, but they are just letters? What is happening?
Oh, come on. Stop being willfully obtuse. You know the answer to this. If you saw, if you got a love letter in papyrus, right, you would be like, oh, mm-hmm. okay, whatever, right?
What, did but this love letter get one... sent through time from, like, ancient Egypt or some shit?
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just pulling this off the top of my head, and I'm not looking, but sans serif sounds sexy?
Yeah, sans serif is probably, it's up there. I think that that was the one that they sort of, they had sexiness in mind when they were developing this font.
That's not very good. What's a sex? I'm just going to type in sexy font and then look away.
Travis, type sexy font and then just go for it.
Okay,
I'm
going to type sexy font.
Helvetica.
Helvetica sound.
I would love to kiss Helvetica.
Cassandra.
Hello, Cassandra. That's kind of sexy, yeah. I love in all of these promotions where they're like showing what the font looks like, even in the sexy fonts, it's like, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog.
Oh, that would be a sexy font. If anyone's looking to design a sexy font, make it so anytime you put a single X, it's immediately three X's.
That's really like, good. Yeah.
You can only type three X's at a time.
Yeah, and while we're at it, just every M becomes three M's.
Yep.
That's something. The quick brown fox jumps. And then there's a period. The sentence ends. That's a cool font when it like actually changes the syntax of the sentence itself.
Mm-hmm.
So on this typography website, they got like reviews for the different fonts. Yeah. And they have this to say about Archer. Sweet but not saccharine. Ooh. Earnest but not grave. Mm-hmm. Archer is designed to hit just the right notes of forthrightness, credibility, and charm.
Ooh, I like that.
That's nice, right? It makes you feel like, maybe.
Now I have here, I found one that's just called Luxurious Sexy, which, yeah.
I bet you could find a font called anything. I bet you could find a font called, like,
I'm going to look.
Star Wars.
Well, yeah, for sure. But
it's not what I was going to say, but all right.
Yeah, if you like Star Wars, I bet there's even a Star Trek one, too. Either one, remember which one you like.
I like I Travis. For you. I like the Travis font.
There's a Travis font.
Guys, what could be better fodder for a comedy audio podcast than
talking about what letters font look like? Yeah, it's probably.
Yeah, talking about what it looks like. It's good. I hope the quarantine goes on forever. Ooh, just me talking here, but I love having all my meals come to me in metal boxes. Hooray!
Okay.
Lynn texted me to tell me there's going to be a Peeps Pepsi mashup. Peeps and Pepsi are joining forces to create marshmallow soda.
That's gross.
Okay.
Gross.
It's gross, right?
I'd rather have cola Peeps, please.
It's marshmallow cola. It comes in a 3-pack of little 7.5-ounce cans. Now, you can't buy them at the fucking store, but you can tweet the hashtag hanging with my Peeps. Boy. And you can enter to win the sweepstakes. And you're supposed to show yourself enjoying your favorite springtime activities, quote, in a safe, socially distant manner.
Incentivizing in the Krispy Kreme way. Safe, COVID-safe behaviors.
Now let's get a little deeper here. Todd Kaplan, the Pepsi's VP of marketing, says, after what has been a very difficult year, many consumers are looking for new things to smile about. So we made very sweet Pepsi.
Can I?
Just for them.
So just because I want to just put a pin in it real quick, I just want to point out that I think in the QSR and food update kind of Munch Squad world, the new thing isn't going to be this has been a difficult year. It's going to be after a difficult year. And it will be all about like now that we've turned the corner, after a difficult year, things just need to. It's going to be that over and over and over again in some form.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at business. Ask anybody. But how come these like businesses keep announcing these things and then saying, but you can't buy them. You have to like win them.
Because it's just to get you, it's the new, and I guess Munch Squad is part of it. I you know, like Munch Squad is to blame, but it's like, you don't actually have to do the thing. If you just say you're going to do the thing and then make people tweet about it, then you get all the attention without actually having to like make a bajillion of them and get logistics going and shit like that. It's infuriating.
Don't tell me that you're going to make ketchup that looks like some dude's arm, and then it's like, you have to send it in a self-addressed stamped envelope with fucking bitcoins inside of it. Like, sell that shit in stores. Fucking stop it. Stop making me jump through hoops. Be brave and trash your brand by making this gross soda and make some poor person accidentally buy it and then come home and be like, this soda fucking sucks. Have somebody accidentally buy your shitty marshmallow soda, cowards.
We let Ed Sheeran make ketchup for us. Then do it. Give him tomatoes and spices and sugar, and let Ed Sheeran make the ketchup.
And you have to mass produce whatever he makes.
Yeah, yes. A million of them.
Send him a million tomatoes and say, "Your balls in your court, Ed." Aw, oh, man, did you try some of this new ketchup? It tastes like shitty tomato water. Yeah, that's because Ed Sheeran squished it with his own feet, and then we had to sell it at Kroger's.
Because that was the deal we made with Ed Sheeran.
Will you make Ed Sheeran ketchup if you promise to sell it for 100 years?
Ooh, okay.
I want it to replace real ketchup.
Ooh, Ed Sheeran, you drive a hard bargain. Okay, yep, okay. This will be Heinz 58. We're throwing out the last one. This is the new one. We're not even going to name you on the bottle. Like, we're just going to call this new ketchup, and you just happen to be the person who made it. Sounds good to me. I'm Ed Sheeran.
I dipped my French fries in Ed Sheeran's ketchup juice, and it was disgusting. Well, that's because we're just going to have to find a new way to enjoy ketchup now. Because ketchup means something else. Pepsi means something else now. It's not a refreshing brown beverage that you enjoy with a pizza. Now it's a different thing that you have to use a different
way.
Now
it's a joke that we all have to live with.
We actually fucked up so bad because of the new law that Biden put in where you have to really do the things you say you're going to. There's no Pepsi anymore. It's just an Instagram filter. Yep. You can't drink it. It's a filter.
And
Instagram.
We fucked up. Don't get it twisted.
We fucked up.
It was a bad idea that we did, but we said we'd do it, and this is it. Anyways, are you hiring?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Was this a yacht? What was this?
Here's a new question. Last Halloween, my wife and I never got around to carving the pumpkin our best friend brought us. Instead of tossing it, our friend hid it in our bathtub as a joke / gentle reminder to carve it. Unfortunately, my wife and I proceeded to keep it in the tub while using the tub as usual for the next 4 months. It was surprisingly useful for many tub-related activities. Is this where we're
what
at?
What does that mean?
It was surprisingly useful for many tub-related activities. What do you do in the tub? Flash forward to yesterday, and the pumpkin, you guys are never going to believe this. Well, it's rotted in the dang tub, hasn't it? I cleaned it all up, but in the process, a not insignificant amount of pumpkin seeds and guts went down the already poorly functioning drain. If this causes a plumbing issue, how do we explain it to the landlord without him telling him we kept a pumpkin in the tub for 4 months? This is a large clawfoot tub with a shower head hookup. If that reference is needed, it wasn't. That's from Pumpkin. It's from a person who needs some help and a help on a scale that may be grander than we can offer.
I think the best course, just the best course of events.
Really think?
Trev, really think.
Trev, you have to
remember, I do these questions, right? So I saw this hours ago. I've had time to process it, boys. And the thing is, I think you are going to get the most leeway by just telling the landlord what you did.
Yeah.
We left a pumpkin in the tub for 4 months while while tubbing around it, and things went bad.
Doing the usual tub stuff that we found the pumpkin to be surprisingly complimentary to.
We were in there thumping around, and it rotted away. It got in the ding-dang drain, didn't it? This one's on us, and if you want to add an extra $20 to our rent for the next couple months, we totally understand.
We totally get it. For a pumpkin surcharge. The usual. The usual pumpkin mistake surcharge, please.
What's your usual, excuse me, is this landlord? What's your usual rate for making a pumpkin mistake?
Hypothetically speaking.
And is that kind of something that I can purchase prophylactically?
I notice here that there is in the lease a listing for pet addendum. So I understand
my
that.
My pet's a pumpkin that lives in my tub.
And he had an accident.
he had an accident of dying. and so we need emergency here. Excuse me, is this landlord? There is emergency here, and it is of a pumpkin variety, and this is covered in my lease, I bet.
So what was the damage to the pumpkin?
Specifically in the lease, that's a relief for me, honestly.
Can you forward me the list of things we are allowed to get stuck in the tub drain, please? And is pumpkins one of them? You could just tell me that.
What are some things that you allow in tub?
Oh, you don't have a comprehensive list. Seems like a lack of forethought on your part.
Do you recall, excuse me, this is Dilip in the apartment you have. Do you remember agreeing on a mutually beneficial list of things that can go into?
Mm-hmm. You remember.
Okay, just want to clarify.
Is there a limit to how long I was allowed to keep pumpkin in tub? Because I will tell you for future reference, 4 months is too long.
To be fair, sir, before you get all high and mighty about it, to be fair, if you noticed that pumpkin had not been removed from my home by December, that would have been the moment for you to speak up as my landlord. If you're really paying attention to the property.
And to be fair, you take a tub in my apartment every week. So you must have noticed, right?
I'm sorry. I want to engage here. I want to have fun. But like, once I used a foot bath in Japan that had like yuzu fruit floating in it, and it made the water smell, and oranges, and it made the water smell pretty good that I had my feet in. And it was revitalizing. Yeah. This pumpkin, I cannot imagine, served a similar purpose and also was something you had to bathe around while it's so big a pumpkin is.
I understand your confusion, Griffin. It's a large clawfoot tub with a shower head hookup. So I think that clears it up.
Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense.
So you were showering in there and just you had pumpkin.
And it has claw feet. And the tub has claw feet.
Okay.
Feet. Yeah, it's because of the claw feet, sometimes the pumpkin's just going to get lost in there.
So I guess let's just take turns apologizing. Because we fucked up. We didn't realize the tub had claw feet. I thought it was a built-in. I'm sorry.
It's not a built-in. It's a standalone deal with a shower head hookup.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. Now who left the pumpkin in the tub? Still you, actually.
We don't know how big a pumpkin. It could have been like one of those small, like, you know, paint a funny face on it and put it on the table by the door kind of thing.
It's big. It's big. You don't send a question like this to us if it's not a full-size pumpkin.
Yeah, it would have headed over to ask John and Hank. You know what I mean? Yeah, they handle the pumpkin stuff.
They handle that. Yeah, hey, I think it's Dear Hank and John, but a great try.
No, they started a second show.
Yeah. Sure. Hey, let's talk about this for a second. I'm going to keep drilling down on parts of this until it seems less insane. Flash forward to yesterday and the pumpkin is rotted in the tub. Let me hold up for just 1 second. You don't get to flash forward to the pumpkin is rotted in the tub. You go in the tub every single day. You did not come in one day and like, holy shit. Look what happened to our pristine pumpkin. No, that's not how it shook out, is it?
A swarm of locusts did not fly in through the window and fuck your pumpkin up over like a 2-hour period.
And question asker,
you didn't lift it up for one of your regular bathtub activities and the bottom just fell out.
Were you using it as a loofah? You could tell me. I'm not going to be angry. I'll be a little angry.
If you were, you would certainly notice at what point in the decompositional process it was...
Any sponginess whatsoever should have been sign one that this pumpkin was.
Listen, and not to a tremendous amount of time for a pumpkin to be extant.
Not to continue the scrutiny here, question asker, but in the cleaning process, a not insignificant amount of pumpkin seeds and guts went down the already poorly functioning drain. How loosey goosey was your cleaning process?
Yeah,
that it was getting pushed into the drain, and you just thought, well, cost of doing business. Well,
yeah.
That's the number one area you got to defend if you are cleaning. I leave a pumpkin out in front of the house for 3 days past Halloween, and it is deflated. It is a deflated pumpkin sitting out there. There is no way it made it 4 months in a tub. Absolutely not.
Maybe you've hit on a new pumpkin preservation technique. Whereby, getting some fruit-tastic shampoo on it or whatever, you're going to keep it alive a little bit longer. Yeah. We should all be submerging our pumpkins.
So if you want to preserve your pumpkins, You can only find them usually that one time a year. So it's nice to have a pumpkin on hand for spring to really welcome the Easter Bunny in a way that's going to fuck him up.
Yep.
You're right.
You really want to confuse that cat. Hey, listen, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you've enjoyed yourself. We're going to be, I guess this is the last one before we head into a bit of a hiatus. Is that right?
Yes, it will be strange for a while.
Yeah, we got some other fun, weird stuff for you, though. And things are turning around, you know, they're turning around here in on Earth. And I think brighter days are ahead, if that is any consolation to you. That's where I'm at right now.
So, okay.
Yeah, here's hoping. Thank you to you for joining us once again.
And we want to tell you, we got a lot of cool merch over in the merch store. We're running out of time for that March merch pin of the month. It's Sausage to Me, which benefits Feeding Texas. You can also check out the Empty Bowl pin. That one is evergreen, so that is not a monthly pin, as well as the 20 Big Dog Run pin is going to be there. Go pre-order the Adventure Zone Crystal Kingdom graphic novel. You can pre-order that at theadventurezonecomic.com. It comes out July 13th. I've been doing a Twitch channel for a while now, twitch.tv/TheTravisMcRoy. Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. If you haven't done that in a while, just search McRoy Family and you'll find it. Thank you to Montaigne for creating our wonderful new theme music, which we love very much.
Yes. It's called My Life is Better With You. And go check out all of Montaigne's music and make sure that you support her during Eurovision. Is there like a phone vote system?
I don't think us Americans can get in. Man.
Damn it. Okay. Yeah. Well,
just another thing we're kept out of.
Right. Hey, do y'all want a final Yahoo?
Please.
Okay. This final Yahoo was sent in by Merritt Palmer. It's a very good one. Thank you, Merritt. It's an anonymous Yahoo. Oh, no. It's John. The Yahoo Answers user, John, asks, why is the company called Johnson & Johnson and not the two Johnsons?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother. May kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.